Backstage live at Hangout 2016. This is Hangout Radio powered by 92zoo. I'm G Merle, and today is actually, they've just opened up the gates. People are coming in, and here on Hangout Radio, we have two people, first time on Hangout Radio with us. And one of us is, one of them is our friend Brad, who is from WTTS up in Indianapolis. And I think this is the first time you and I have ever been on the radio together.
Yeah, this is great.
It's really
no better
cool
way to spend a rain delay than talking on the radio.
Absolutely.
This is great.
And Garrett from Bourne's is with us as well, and Brad's going to be talking with him.
Yes,
sir. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me to your cool little recording studio on wheels.
It's pretty awesome.
This is a beauty.
We're very comfortable here.
Yeah.
So how have you spent the delay the last few hours? I mean, there's been a lot of times up in the air. Does it affect the psyche before playing a festival like this?
The psyche. I mean, I'm just thinking about everybody standing out there. I'm trying to send them dry vibes. You know what I mean? Send them sunshine. Yeah, you know, hang in there, hang out.
Good advice. Good advice. And this is your first time here. So what are your impressions so far? Take the weather away. What do you think about this vibe?
Well, it seems like a really great idea for a festival. I know it's been going on for a little while now. But I'm really stoked to be a part of it. Just the idea of playing just right on the ocean too.
It's
just,
well, it's interesting great. Because I've seen you in now two types of settings. A small club back in Indianapolis for 150 people. You're going to be playing for tens of thousands today. Do you approach gigs differently based on the size of the audience you're about to play?
Yeah, I think so. I think just naturally, yes. But it's strange what makes me nervous. Sometimes a very, very intimate gig with only a few people will make me very nervous. And then this kind of show will just make
more me so than this.
Well, this would just make me excited. And like, sometimes when you use your nervousness against you, it can kind of like, you know,
almost fuel you a little
work
bit.
It can work the wrong way, or if you can use it just as excitement, adrenaline. It's a good thing.
You get to stay around, watch some more bands tonight, and actually take part in the festival as a concert goer.
Hopefully, I'm really hoping that I'll be able to catch whatever I can tonight. Yeah.
We're talking to Garrett Bourne's on Hangout Radio, and the record's called Dopamine, Your First, came out last October. Now, growing up in Michigan, I understand you were into magic.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about magic.
Really?
And you had a name. Did you have a nickname or a performing name?
I mean, yeah, I had a stage name. It was Garrett the Great. Because I was really, the fascination with it started kind of like with a lot older magicians like Houdini and Blackstone and stuff like that. I was researching a lot of their grand illusions, and I remember asking my parents, I'm like, can you give me a straitjacket? I want to be like tied up and like, you know, like chained on my ankles and then put me in like a toy box and then have me escape or whatever. that was my first escapism. But then it branched off into like card tricks and like sleight of hand kind of stuff. And I had just my own gig. I had a restaurant gig and did like kids' birthday parties and stuff like that.
So this was a serious, this was legit business.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
You're making some bucks off this.
Yeah. I mean, my dad started his own business. And he's a graphic designer. So he taught me a lot about like branding and
wow.
You know, and being like a performer and everything. Or not a performer, but just like a businessman.
There was more artistic interests in your early life besides music and magic, right? You took it very seriously in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did a lot of like painting in middle school. But in high school I was focusing on filmmaking. I don't know, I just kind of like dabble in a lot of stuff. Found a lot of different artistic outlets, fascinating.
Hey, so what was the moment that you decided, I've got to focus on music, that's my thing, music is where I'm headed?
I think it was after I graduated high school. I studied classical piano in Michigan for like a year at this community college. And then I just kind of hit the road. And just kind of wanted to see what that would do for my music, because I knew I had to like really get out of my comfort zone and go out into the world and meet people and collaborate that way. So I went to New York first for a little bit, and I was kind of couch surfing and living in different spots. And then I went out to L.A., and I've been in L.A. for like 3 years now. So.
And yeah. A bit different than Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yeah, it's different, but, I mean, you have the water, which is nice.
You got the Magic Castle.
Magic Castle? I've been there. Have you been
there?
Have
you? No, yeah. I've never been there.
Oh, man. Magic
Castle.
Actually,
no, I take it
awesome.
Right. I went there once, but it was...
Yeah. Have you heard of the Magic Castle?
I assume it's a big magic shop of some type.
It's a club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
only
a,
magicians?
Only magicians. It's like an old mansion. It's like in Hollywood.
Now, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment to ask you, why can't you make the rain disappear?
Oh, wow.
It's a magician question.
But, I mean, I'm trying my best, man.
Okay, tell us, we're live on the radio right now, so the time you're going to go on tonight is...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to say tentatively supposed to be. What time is it now?
It's 3:30.
Hopefully around 6, but
all right.
We still don't know.
So okay. So I guess the lesson, be patient then.
Yeah. I really hope we can perform because we're stoked. We came all this way and want to put on a show. So, yeah.
Wow, and Bourne's on the road this summer for another tour, you said, just starting right now. You'll be out for the summer for about a month or so?
Yeah, this run is like about a month.
Okay.
Doing like headline and some festival dates, and then we're going on tour with the Lumineers after that.
Nice.
So that'll be fun.
All right.
And yeah.
Boy, this is a great record. Bourne's Dopamine.
Thanks
so
much.
It's been out for, I don't know, 9-10 months now. What a great record.
Thank you.
How has life changed in the last year? Between this album and the ticket sale increases, I mentioned 150 people at a gig, and now you're playing for thousands. How's life changed in 1 year for Garrett?
Oh, man. It's been kind of a steady increase of pace. I didn't really know what to expect. I've never toured like this, and we've been on the road for almost a year now, like straight, which is a crazy new lifestyle for me. But I really like it, and I've really talented, awesome people in my band, and so it's been a really great experience. I'm pretty humbled by it.
Well, we're so glad to have you at Hangout, and congrats on the album and the single American Money that Gene's going to play in just a moment. And
thanks, man.
Garrett, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it.
And Garrett, think of this tonight when you're on stage. You look out and you see all those people, you know, and of course it's been raining all day, so you'll see it like 10,000 muddy little pools out there. So.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of...
That's very good, Gene.
I appreciate the plugs. This is good. This is really good.
We're talking with Garrett from Bourne's and Brad Holtz from WTTS helping us out with this on Hangout Radio backstage at Hangout 2016. We are going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with Garrett's brand new single, American Money, on Hangout Radio, live from Hangout 2016, powered by 92 Zoo.